Ben Mihaljevic down in the dugout here with Warbirds catcher Rylan Mills. Rylan, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So let's start with your journey up here to Wilson. You started the season in the Arizona Complex League. What did you learn in the ACL that you've applied here to Wilson?
Just how to compete, really. I wasn't down there for too long. I think I played like 6 games, but for those 6 games, just learning how to compete at a high level.
I heard in another interview you said Wilson was a lot more like your hometown in Missouri than Arizona was. Why is that?
Just totally different. Like Arizona, there's not a whole lot of green, not really trees or grass or any of that. And when I got here, it was fun to see the green trees and the green grass.
How does the heat down here in North Carolina compare to Arizona?
I would say it's better here. Arizona, there's not a whole lot worse than Arizona, really. I got down here at a good time. I think it's starting to get hot for the boys back there, but no, it's good.
You've had a couple weeks now to acclimate with the Warbirds. How have you built trust with your pitchers so that they know you're calling the right pitches and they have faith you're going to make the right decisions behind the plate?
I think it's just building a relationship with them on and off the field, whether that's in the clubhouse or when I'm not catching, if I'm in the dugout or the bullpen, just talking to them, having conversations to better understand them and for them to understand me, like how I call pitches, how they want pitches to be called, stuff like that.
Wilson's coming off a pretty electric game, a walk-off grand slam last night. I got 2 questions about that game for you. First off, have you ever been part of a walk-off grand slam?
Never.
Second, you caught 10 innings last night. That's not totally abnormal. You normally catch 9 innings in a game, but what does recovery look like after catching 10 innings, and is it any different than normal?
No, not any different than normal. I try to keep all the games the same as far as the recovery, whether it's a 7-inning doubleheader game or a 10-inning game like last night. It's pretty similar. Just gotta eat good, get some sleep, stuff like that.
Last one for you here. It looks like you guys are playing a very fun game during batting practice. From what I could make of it, there were 2 teams and everybody got 1 swing. You alternated back and forth between teams. Sort of describe the game for me and take me through how it works.
Yeah, so it's called Survivor. I'm not exactly sure why that's the name of it, but that's the name. So you have the 2 teams and there's like a point system. Each player gets 1 swing and you rotate, stuff like that. Obviously, like a ball that would typically be a single or just a hard line drive is typically 1 point. If you hit a hard line drive or fly ball in the gaps, then it's 2 points, like a double, and then a home run is 4 points.
I saw your team lost today. What is the punishment for the losing team?
Yeah, so the losing team has to pick up all the baseballs out of the outfield. So it doesn't sound that bad, but when you hit for 30 minutes, there's quite a few baseballs out there. So.
Well, Rylan, I'm sorry about the loss, but thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
This has been Ben Mihaljevic and Rylan Mills down in the dugout.